Network.
We're already into the final hour. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to continue with some calls, then I will get into these other three stacks of key news. We've been covering quite a bit of news here today. Proud of myself, keeping to the schedule to get out as much information as possible. Buddy, in New York, how may I serve you?
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good.
I got three quick things. First thing, a guy on YouTube called Nuttin' Fancy. He's like a big gun guy. I think you'd be a good guest to have on your show. What's going on with you guys at the gun show down in Texas? He'd be a pretty interesting guy because he reviews guns and survival gear and stuff like that. He has like a huge viewer base on YouTube, so it'd be a good way of waking a lot of people up.
Okay.
And second thing is, if Depo Medina gets in, Texas is going to be like the new Patriot Haven for people to just, you know, flock to, man.
Well, because then it will lead other people to run for state office. But in Texas, the governors are actually weak compared to other states because under Reconstruction, they put in a bunch of puppet governors. And so the lieutenant governor is really the governor of Texas. The governor does have some power in their bully pulpit and their veto power. And the governors have taken more power on themselves in Texas in the last few decades. But it is going to be a great victory, buddy. I appreciate your call. Michael in California, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man? I'm just calling regarding the comments that you made on the communism and stuff like that. I was listening to your show a few days ago regarding Glenn Beck documentaries and stuff like that he's going to start doing. And I decided to look into it, and I was I actually watched it on Friday. And I feel like it's, you know, it was pretty good. It was okay. Left out a lot of details, of course. But I feel like I think it's a great way to start handing out your Endgame movie at all their shows. I noticed that, I saw that they were having a tour, Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly, and they're going to hit up California where I'm at, and obviously Texas also. And I feel like it's a great way to start possibly standing outside of their shows and handing out lots of documentaries that that you carry, of course. So I don't
absolutely
know.
Michael, I've done a lot of soul searching over Beck. I know he's betrayed us a lot, said Ron Paul's bad even last year, said the FEMA camps aren't real when he knows that's a lie. More wars are good. I mean, he's a neocon. But he is doing a lot of good on exposing the fake environmental movement, on exposing government-run health care. And if he just kept going like he was going, he wouldn't be so bad. The problem is I've seen the way he turns on people, and I know how he's taken over our movement so that they can direct it. And I just I hate bashing other media people. I don't spend a lot of time doing it. I don't get all vitriolically happy whenever Limbaugh is caught with drugs or, you know, in more trouble. But Glenn Beck is he's dangerous. And I just want Glenn Beck to know that we're going to hold him accountable, that we're watching him, that we know what he's done, that we've chronicled and created catalogs of all of his flip-flopping and supporting the banker bailout and then saying he didn't and then saying he apologized when we pointed it out. I mean, I know he's an actor. He's a talented guy. And I wish him well. But I want him to know, I mean, obviously, he's a lot better than Chris Matthews, who's openly evil. The problem is we know the Republican Party is just as bad as the Democratic Party at the leadership level. They're globalists. And so as long as Glenn Beck keeps explaining that, which he's doing more and more, that's a good thing. I mean, you know, I tuned in a week and a half ago, and he was saying 9/11 truthers are going to kill Obama. I mean, that is just slander because he knows it's an inside job, and he's defending the military-industrial complex that staged the attacks. We're watching you, Glenn Beck. Just know that.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50-90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live here, ladies and gentlemen. Had trouble with my earpiece getting in here. I took my jacket off to stretch, and it got all newfangled and turned around. Boys, come in here and fix this for me. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are continuing with your phone calls. And then I am going to, in a disciplined fashion, go over all of the top news that I haven't even gotten to yet and then recap what happened with Geithner. We are continuing here today with your phone calls. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I got one comment for you. Well, two comments and then just a couple quick questions. First, I really want to thank you for organizing the troops out in Austin because anytime someone defends the Second Amendment anywhere in the United States, they defend it for the rest of us everywhere else in the United States. And, you know, I also want to commend all the people that came out and helped you. You know, that's great.
It is wonderful.
Second thing, you know, I heard your show when you were talking about Glenn Beck and the danger of the population just kind of going over to the right, you know, the conservative, the fake conservative movement. And I think the 9/11 documentaries and the fake terror certainly helped to expose that aspect of it. But there
and
are
that's why Cass Sunstein at the White House and Glenn Beck are going off the same talking points and the Homeland Security documents demonizing 9/11 truth. They know that if that fable, that legend, that hoax, that we've got to give our rights up or these foreign enemies will get us, their whole fraud of the naked body scanners, the police state, Northcom, is built on that. Remember in the debate, the Republican primary debate, how the Republicans all lined up and demonized Ron Paul. There's a great article by Nate Blakesley in Texas Monthly, where he chronicles what we all watched on television, but then behind the scenes, how the Republicans were all just savaging him on the stage, off the stage, because he was exposing the fraud of these wars. I mean, these are not conservatives. And so just to understand, they're not going to reverse much of what Obama did, and they're going to continue the police state once they get in power. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think where the Republicans are particularly, or the neocons, important to make the distinction, are particularly vulnerable is in their massive spending, because
the banker bailout, tripling the size of government, claiming they're against it now. Absolutely.
Yes, because there's a large number of just mainline conservatives who just won't open their eyes to 9/11. Eventually they will, but right now they're just not ready. But you show them how much the neocons are spending, how far they're digging us into a debt that can never be repaid, and I think they'll revolt against Glenn Beck and the others.
Well, notice how Obama said, we're going to freeze discretionary spending. That means to the citizens' welfare. They've gotten us addicted. We're domesticated. Now they're going to slaughter some of the hogs for Christmas. And so they're going to cut all of the benefits, cut the Medicare, cut the Medicaid, as the taxes and revenue go up and up and up, because it all goes to the bankers. So unlimited money to the bankers and the military-industrial complex, more wars, the troops serving 2, 3, 4, 5, now some 6 tours in the last 8 years. It goes on and on and on and on.
And one thing, in addition to the spending, I think if the mainline conservative understands that terrorism isn't a tactic that's meant to overthrow your military, to destroy your government, obviously it can't do that. Instead, it's a tactic particularly designed to deplete your treasury, to destroy your government. And then when they look and see the fact that, wow, we are doing exactly that, we are depleting our treasury in order to fight this terrorism, I think then people understand, gee, you know, maybe the terrorists are winning, not because, you know, they control it.
Yeah, but see, the central bankers want to bankrupt us to be into debt to them. They are the terrorists. They're staging most of the big terror attacks. I appreciate your call. It's far worse than that. Look, I respect Michael Savage because he will tell it like it is on many issues. I mean, he's light years ahead of Rush Limbaugh, light years ahead of Glenn Beck. He was against the Baker bailout. He, has exposed the Patriot Act being used against American citizens. He's calls it a new world order. But most importantly, he talks about Obama a year ago, when Obama was first elected. He said Obama will stage terror attacks as soon as his approval rating plunges and people find out who he is. Savage knew like I knew a year ago. Well, I even knew before Obama got elected that he was going to be the guy and started the film the day he was elected, Obama Deception, started making it. It was out in early March of 2009. But he knew they were going to stage terror attacks, and they are. And now saying bin Laden's alive, here's a new tape, a new fake tape, and, oh, the underwear bombing clearly staged. And now the FBI's had to admit all those things that Kurt Haskell said were all true. In fact, if we call Kurt Haskell? Is he coming on? Because he was totally vindicated. They completely caved in and admitted he was right now. I mean, this is incredible. Okay, good, good, good. I just want to remind you guys. You know, that broke Sunday, CNN. The FBI goes, okay, there was a second guy we detained and arrested. We won't tell you who he is. Forget about it. We were watching him. He was on a no-fly list. We let him on. Yeah, there might have been a bomb. I mean, you know, just, oh, yeah, sharp-dressed man, oh, you know, just on and on. Oh, somebody videotaping the whole event? But the issue that I'm trying to get at with the last caller is we know that they are staging terror attacks. We know that their approval rating was going to go down. We understood this whole messianic thing was a front that was going to fall apart. We knew he wasn't going to deliver. Now, Glenn Beck saying I'm bad and that 9/11 troopers want to kill Obama with no evidence, just saying it almost every day on the radio. Oh, Secret Service, protect Obama from the 9/11 truthers. Like, we're terrorists. That's a talking point he's been following since 2007, that Ron Paul supporters are going to bomb buildings, that Ron Paul supporters are these dangerous 9/11 truthers, that Ron Paul supporters want terrorism, that Ron Paul supporters want to work with Al-Qaeda, when we're saying it isn't even real, because the history shows that and the facts. On and on and on and on and on. And now if Obama stages a terror attack, and I try to come out against it, I'll guarantee you Glenn Beck's going to be saying I'm bad. That guy will flip on you in a minute. That's, he flip-flops like a flounder. And what am I supposed to do here? I mean, it's elementary. It's elementary information. Okay? Our government's declassified over 200 times. It staged terror attacks. It's admitted. It's in Army manuals for captains and above in special ops how to stage false flags. It's in the manuals. They do it. It's a tool of war. And here's the coup de grace for everybody out there in denial, all the fake conservatives. Let me break your conditioning right now. If all of that doesn't wake you up, does this wake you up? MIAC, Homeland Security documents. Remember those last year that gun owners, veterans, libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans are the number one threat and Homeland Security is set up for us? The whole thing is set up for you, not the CIA asset, admittedly. Former CIA asset, current CIA asset, dead in the ground, Osama bin Laden. I mean, it's elementary. The fake bin Laden tapes, they admit are fake over and over again. And they think you're so stupid they put them out. They are playing you, just like Obama supporters are being played by Obama. Just stop being chumps. I mean, come on. Who's up next here, John? Roman in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I'm glad. First-time caller, long-time listener, and I'd like to bring out a few points about the family and how this evil system's trying to destroy it. I'm in one of the poorest counties of the state of Indiana, if not the poorest. And
the CPS is hunting the families.
Oh, and the, you know, the dark side is really strong in these counties. Because they, you know, they seem to be able to push the people around really easily.
That's where evil moves. It likes weak, dependent people.
Yes, and I'm also a VFW member and a veteran of the Vietnam War era. I'm trying to get the VFW to come out from under this 501(c) tack that they entered with these globalists. Because to me, if you go through the...
Yeah, notice all the charities and organizations, they can't be involved politically, but offshore corporations, they can give unlimited money.
Yes, yes, and you know, and it's basically trying to get rid of our First Amendment rights. You know,
look, a virus or a bacteria likes to breed in a weak body. The globalists want to make you weak before they drink your blood. Go ahead.
Yes, and you know, I went to that Battle of Athens, Tennessee. To me, that's the way the VFW should react to this stuff, not be confined to cages because of a legal pact.
Well, number one, even if you sign a 501(c)(3) to be a charity, They misappropriate it. You're allowed to say I'm against gun control. You're allowed as members to say we're against open borders. They just tell you you're not allowed to talk about politics as a way to make sure all the veterans are controlled. They're the people you're afraid of.
Exactly. That's my point. And I'm trying to wake at least my post up to get out there and say enough's enough.
Well, God bless you. Keep it up. But you guys already have the power to speak out freely as individual members. So just bypass that false psychological barrier. We'll be right back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Coming up about T-minus 8 minutes when we start the next segment. Right now, let's try to go to your calls a little bit quicker now. Let's go to Joseph in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to touch on two issues. One would be that it seems strange that, like, you're mentioning about how the media is controlled, too, and I really think that it's, like, something out of that movie They Live every day. And Second, also I was going to say, I think maybe you should do a whole segment or maybe even a movie on that, about just how insanely the media and the news is controlled.
I've said for years I want to make a film about propaganda, and that's been my intention for more than 12 years. So yes, that is in the realm of the future.
Yeah, because I know people that have taken marketing and sociology, and they said they've never even heard of Edward Bernays, and he's like one of the most influential people to propaganda.
You know what? I think they must have gone and gotten the cheat sheets then, because baseline marketing, baseline RTF teaches it out of the gates.
Yeah, they're like on their second year and they have no clue who the guy is. But I mean, the same thing goes with Tesla.
I hear you, Joseph. I appreciate your call. Ricky in Georgia, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I just had two quick points. One, for anybody who doubts the power of marketing control over us, especially over women, needs only look at how many times the mascara brush has been reinvented. And the main reason why I called today is I had an idea to help in the mission to expose Glenn Beck for what he really is. Given the success of the Joker poster and given your propensity for Batman references, another villain that I think fits the bill with Glenn Beck is Two-Face. And I thought of an image. I can't draw, so otherwise I would have sent it to you. But to do an image where it's Glenn Beck, and half of him is Glenn Beck, the other half is evil Two-Face, of course. He's flipping a coin, and the coin could, you know, say New World Order on it with the unfinished pyramid. And underneath the image, it says, "Heads we win, tails you lose." Just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Very interesting. That's the power of graphic designers out there. And you go all over the Internet, not just on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, but on mainline sites that are covering, you know, race car driving or gardening, you see people in the message boards talking about the New World Order and posting amazing graphics. And so we really are winning the culture war. I mean, I mentioned earlier how Newsday, one of the biggest media outfits in the country, went to subscription-based 3 weeks ago and only got 35 members. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I can plug PrisonPlanet.tv one time and get 35 members. I mean, that's the point. No one supports these people. They are a paper tiger. And the big fraud is, to be in a major newspaper, even something like The Statesman here in Austin, and to have a full-page ad in the back is $10,000 or more. And to have the equivalent ad and reach as many people on Infowars.com, it'd be about $50. See, The last illusion to fall, I appreciate your call. Let me explain this way. When I go on CNN or Fox, I get almost no response in web traffic, video sales, anything we can gauge traffic by. I go on a mom-and-pop AM Christian radio station for an hour as a guest. Say the videos are free on the web, but if you want them in better quality and support me, buy the DVD at Infowars.com, and I might get 30, 40 orders. Some 1,000 watt in a little town. Because these are real humans that aren't mesmerized tuning into radio, which hits a totally different area of the brain where they're actually consciously engaged. TV watchers are zombies. And so that's what I'm trying to say is, you've got these big global corporations that patronize mainstream media to put their propaganda out. They know they're not getting the full return back. They know. I mean, some advertising is different, like watches or cars. They tend to actually get money back from it. But when you see Archer Daniels Midland or Monsanto ads telling you how great they are, where you see Lockheed Martin Marietta defense contractor ads, they're not selling F-111 stealth bombers to you. They're not selling GMO to the average person. They're just propagandizing and paying off the media. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John. All right, we are back live. I'm going to news blitz now here, ladies and gentlemen. Want to first tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible, and I believe in all these sponsors. eFoodsDirect.com. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. And our great sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. They have incredible lines of already prepared meals, raw meals. It is the place, and they produce their food every month, brand new, not some 10-year-old crud. A lot of people out there, you know, like to say they're the best. Well, this is the best I've found. This is the real deal. eFoodsDirect.com or give them a call at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or check out the big banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing, I want to tell you about SurvivalSeedBank.com. Everybody should buy one of these, plant it this spring, but buy another and save it. Get good at gardening. The journey of 1,000 miles, as the old Chinese proverb states, starts with a single step. And just getting back to gardening, turning the TV off a few hours a day on Saturday and Sunday is just a wonderful thing to do. And to grow some non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. The globalists are buying up all the little seed companies, hoarding it at UN facilities. People don't believe me about that. You can just Google it. It's like Reuters, AP. In fact, pull up UN Seed Vault, Arctic Circle. It'll be like a Reuters article. It'll show the new Secretary General touring it, troops guarding it from you. Point is, survivalseedbank.com, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And last but not least, I want to tell you about the Cola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. Because of the overwhelming need in Haiti, they've already shipped one of their giant units over there. A Cola Blue is donating 20% of every Cola Blue 28 and a Cola Blue 30 sold to Convoy of Hope, which is a good charity, to benefit the relief efforts in Haiti. Convoy of Hope already works in Haiti. It's a real charity. A Cola Blue has already donated a commercial-sized atmospheric water generator and power generator to provide an infinite supply of water to many Haitians. Because of the capital's fresh water supply system was destroyed by the earthquake, life-saving pure water is of paramount importance. So every purchase you make, 20% goes to that. ColaBlue.com, or give them a call at 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or there's a big banner up on Infowars.com. Okay. Healthcare's in deep trouble, can be beaten. We've got to put major heat on them to make sure that falls apart and let all the Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate know you're going to be voting against them and campaigning against them if they let the insurance companies and banks take over, raise taxes, put people in prison, if they don't buy health care, control health care, water health care down, cut Medicare and Medicaid. That's one of the big final dominoes we haven't beaten. Geithner's on the verge of being kicked out. Bernanke may not get reapproved. Make sure you call Congress on that. Geithner was absolutely grilled along with Henry Paulson. They're both crooks. They need to go to prison. And I covered that the first hour of the show in detail. If you missed it, the retransmission's coming up in T-minus 24 minutes. Getting into other news that I've not yet covered. I mentioned this, but I want to get into it more right now. Send California inmates to Mexico, says Schwarzenegger. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger suggested Californians could ease its crowded prison system, half of their systems full of illegal aliens, by sending thousands of undocumented inmates to specially built jails in Mexico. And then he goes on to say that California would pay for the prisons. Well, they're already set up a North American hemispheric ID card that you can get right now. They're already merging the security and police apparatus. This was talked about in the SPP documents from 2007, 2006, and 5. And so how about we take the illegal aliens and bus them up to the border and order the Mexicans to take them? See, the criminals in Mexico, the people fleeing, the bank robbers, the murderers, the rapists, the arsonists, the crazies. Imagine if Mexico would take all U.S. criminals. People would then run to Mexico. And in the past, gringos could run down to Mexico, and that's where criminals went. Well, it's the same thing. And that's what's happening, is that all these criminals and others are coming up here, and then we have to pay for it. And we also have to get mugged and killed and robbed and looted. And every major Californian city is a sanctuary city, like Austin, Texas. They don't get arrested for DWI. They don't get arrested for no ID. They're told, leave it alone. But citizens are thrown to the wolves. Citizens are arrested. I mean, our city's completely lawless. Speaking to reporters at the Sacramento Press Club, Schwarzenegger said California could ease its strained finance by billions of dollars if 20,000 illegal immigrants currently held in the state were housed across the border. I think we can do some better if the prison system alone, if we can go and take inmates, for instance, 20,000 inmates that are illegal immigrants that are held here and get them to Mexico. Think about it. Think about it. If California gives Mexico the money, not, hey, you take care of them, these are your citizens. No, no, not at all. I mean, it's just, the guy's retarded. I mean, I'm sorry. We pay them to build a prison down in Mexico. And then Then we have those undocumented immigrants down there in prison. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen. It would half the cost to build the prison and run the prison. We could save $1 billion. Right, that could go into higher education. Yes, brainwash the kids more. That's what we need. The more money they spend, the dumber they get. So, I mean, that's just the type of crud. We don't dare ship illegal criminals out. No. I mean, instantly, they could say, we're not accepting your consular matriculas. We're not letting your illegals wire $50-plus billion home a year if you don't take criminals and pay for it yourself. But the globalists love butchering America, so they're going to continue to let the entire third world criminal mass move here. And then you're going to vote for more police, and then they're going to be there to feed off you and write you tickets. And if they pull an illegal over by accident, go ahead and go. You can go ahead and go now. I already mentioned airlines suffered record drop in traffic in 2009 because of the naked body scanners and other things. People are sick of it. Dying news media looks to Apple tablet for hope. They think now that because they'll have an Apple tablet that people carry around, that suddenly they're going to want to read the mainstream newspapers or subscribe. Well, that is disproven by this little gem, and I want to spend some more time on them and get some news I haven't gotten to yet. Let me close shot on this document cam. After 3 months, only 35 subscriptions for Newsday website. Again, another giant hoax is that the newspapers are falling apart because of the internet. No. That's a small part of it. It's because people are sick of you and your distortions, and they don't want to support you. There are alternative newspapers doing gangbusters. People will pay for something they trust, for something that's informative. They will not pay for crud. People will pay for a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. They got all the films, my book, Watson's book, the live streaming TV show. They understand what this costs. They know what we're doing. They want to support us. They know what we're doing is good. They are not going to support you. 35 subscribers. 30 Newsday is gigantic. I mean, I've looked at the statistics, but it's got to be in the top 15 or so media outlets in the country. I know it's the biggest thing in New York, the third most populous state. I mean, it is just giant. And they can't get 35 subscriptions. They've got thousands of employees. You'd think they'd want subscriptions to be able to read what's on there. I guess they already get them. 35. I mean, that is incredible. And by the way, Newsday is one of the better mainstream publications. I mean, they exposed how the CPS was taking kids in New York and giving them to chemical firms to test pesticides on them until they killed them. That was 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, I've actually seen some good reporting on a Newsday. So, I mean, it's overall not a good thing, though, that the newspapers are completely imploding, because the government's saying they're going to come in now with government information and government newspapers and government sites and government bailouts, i.e. taking over the newspapers. In late October, Newsday, the Long Island Daily, that the Dolans bought for $650 million, put its website, Newsday.com, behind a paywall. The paper was one of the first non-business newspapers to take the plunge by putting up a paywall. So, in media circles, it has been followed with interest. Could its fate be a sign of what others, including the New York Times, might expect? The New York Times has done okay with subscription. They have a part of their stuff subscription. That's the way to do it. And I discovered all this instinctively. I just thought, I want to give everything away for free, but I can't afford it. So we'll have premium stuff for people that will pay. But I wanted to just get out to people, so we were successful because we have the big audience. So, 3 months later, how many people have signed up to pay $5 a week or $260 a year to get unfettered access to Newsday? Well, I mean, Newsday, these executives know nothing. People will not pay $260 for your newspaper. If it was $5.95 for a year, you would have gotten probably 10,000 members. If you would have made it simple to do, where somebody just got a membership off their cell phone by texting, and then they get the code back, we're trying to move to that. I mean, believe me, I know how to innovate. I could, if I could just get my basic management going and get the funding, And I mean, the sky's the limit if plans I had 3 years ago would have been launched. I mean, it is, and I'm not complaining. It's just hard to manage things, especially when you're working all the time. I'm on Russia Today, radio interviews, you know, just endless work. Got to see my family. But I know what to implement for us to even be, you know, we're kicking their butt. But I mean, I could just annihilate them if I would have made myself 3-4 years ago, crack the whip and do what I needed to be done. But I don't like expanding. I don't like having to hustle for more money to fund myself. But I know that that is what must be done if we're really going to beat these people. But Newsday, here's a message. Make it $4, $5, no more than $10. People might subscribe. I forgot to turn my phone off, guys. It's in here ding-donging. Here, let me see who's calling. I'll answer it on air. I have no idea who this is. Here, let's see who it is. Hello? Who's this? Dean Haglund. I thought I needed to answer the phone. You know, I'm live on the radio, bro. Yeah, no, I added an hour to the show about a year ago, sure. Hey, what's going on, bro? Absolutely, I'd like to have you in studio if you're coming to town. What do we have open on Friday, producers? It's funny, I never answer calls on air. One time Charlie Sheen called me, and I answered it on air, but what time? Hey, how about you come in for an hour on Friday? Well, listen, let me hand the phone off to Jaron or Matt Ryan or one of my producers, and then we'll give you our new address, and let me get you in studio, man. Take care, buddy. Don't hang up. Here's Jaron. Here's Jaron Neihardt. Thanks. That's funny. Dean Haglund, star of X-Files and Lone Gunman and a lot of other movies and films. Remember, he came and told us about how the CIA was telling him what to do in their scripts. They ran 6 months before 9/11 a piece on the Lone Gunman, where the government hijacks a plane to fly to the World Trade Center to get martial law and attack Afghanistan. And they used drills to make NORAD stand down, the rest of the military to stand down during the attack, because the rest of the military obviously doesn't know it's a staged event. And the good old CIA just wanted the people to hear that. What is their problem? They're psychopaths. They like to throw this in your face. Maybe that could be a new thing, right? Just have the phone here, and we like patch it into the microphones, my calls. Hold on. Hey, yeah, what's up? I could really multitask. You know, we're already setting up guests on air and already doing research on air. I mean, you get to see the sausage making here. You get to see the blood, the guts, the, you know, the whole process here, or the candy making or the wine making, stomping on the grapes, whatever parallel analogy that you want to use. Okay, let me get into real news blitzing now. I got stuck on that. Man, there is so much here. So much here. Where's that key stack? I had a key stack. Oh, here it is. You know, this happened a few days ago. Paul Watson wrote about it yesterday. Potential false flag to be blamed on Muslims foiled. PrisonPlanet.com. And it says, Navy vet caught with grenade launcher, maps of military bases, and Arab headdress. And then Watson goes through how it's obviously a false flag. It has every earmark. I mean, sometimes when you look out on the lake and you see a duck, it's a decoy. Somebody who was duck hunting left it out in the lake. But generally, you see a duck, it's a duck. So it, you know, this might one out of a thousand not be a staged event, but it's we see it swimming around out there. It's probably not a decoy. Remember 2005 in Iraq, British Special Air Services get caught dressed up like Muslims running around shooting at military and police. And then they captured him, and it came out it was a staged terror attack. And remember Ray McGovern on the show, top CIA analyst, when it came out that our government blew up the Golden Mosque to get the Shiites and Sunnis killing each other again, so they could then say, oh, look, we put down the uprisings and later declare victory. And every other provocateur action, people end up calling it in, and it gets stopped. A possible false flag terror attack to be blamed on Muslims has been foiled after a Navy vet was busted with a grenade launcher, assault rifles, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition, as well as Arab headdresses. But he isn't a Muslim and didn't have the beard, any of it. In New Jersey yesterday, initial media reports speculated that the man was planning a terror attack on a U.S. military base in the area. Lloyd Woodson, 43, whose last known address was Reston, Virginia, today faces multiple offenses, including second-degree unlawful mass unlawful weapons possession and fourth-degree possession of prohibited weapons, Somerset County prosecutor Wayne Forrest said. There's about a 5% chance he's just crazy. Or that it's a setup, but it looks bad. Brockburg police confronted Woodson at 3:55 a.m. at the Quick Check convenience store on Route 28 after receiving a call reporting a suspicious person. See, local police stopped it. Brockenburg patrolman Steve Kronz noticed a large bulge beneath the green military-style jacket that Woodson was wearing, which was later determined to be an assault rifle with a defaced serial number. That's how they went after him. Forrest said. They had probable cause. After searching his hotel room, police found a grenade launcher, hundreds of rounds of 50 caliber, 308, a police scanner, as well as Middle Eastern red and white traditional headdress. The man may have had plans to attack a U.S. military base, and it goes on from there. All right, we're going to come back in the final segment with more news blitz. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Stay the course. Final segment straight ahead. Then I break down in great detail the Geithner situation. It's key.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
I really appreciate Darwin Bedeker. I really twisted his arm to come to the protest on Monday to get him up here from San Antonio. And he wanted me on air right now to thank all my listeners that came out to that event and made it such a success. Jesus. He gave me some good news. He is in the Target Center, which isn't as big, but is almost as big, the 20th and 21st at exit 228 and William Cannon I-35 on the 20th and 21st of next month. Now, I'm going to be there, and I hope you're going to be there because the feds are going to be trying stuff. We're going to have to try to run a counter sting on them with their setups and expose their criminal activity. They're not done. They're going to try to run us out of there. And as the governor said, that'll show a clear pattern of criminal activity, of intimidation and racketeering. But they're not going to stop. They think this is their town. They think the people of Austin belong to them. That is the city council, the ATF, and the police leadership. The average cop out there is disgusted by this. The reason I know is my dad came to the protest, and I didn't notice him. Because the whole time I was there, I had like COINTELPRO poking me and getting in my face. And I'm sure some of them were, because later I found out about a meeting afterwards, which the people we know are connected to some operations about how they want to get me and go after me. And it's a whole other subject, but it borders on illegal. But luckily we had people inside who found out about that and called me about it. But separate issue, anytime you come out with the Second Amendment, you're going to have disruptors who are going to try to spin things and do that. But they failed miserably. But my dad was there. I didn't know that. I didn't understand that. And he said he was walking up, and he was in a sports jacket and stuff, so he was clean cut. The cops talked to him, and you know, he looks distinguished. And he went up to their cars, people at the parking garage, and he was giving them the law that there's no law against private sale of firearms. The police said, we know it's bull. And one of them held up his BlackBerry that actually had the law, and he goes, yes, we all know it's a load of baloney. And so every cop he talked to was, because my dad was nice and came over, was, yes, we know it's baloney. Yes, we know. Yes, we know. We know. Well, then, I mean, what are you doing? The police union should be saying they don't want to be part of this. But I remember we used to go out and bullhorn the Million Mom March. It would be like more like the 20 Bureaucrat March, and they would have people there trying to stir stuff up and get in my face. It doesn't stop me. Nothing stops me, short of a bullet. That's God's will, whether or not that happens. But it's just absolutely amazing to see the people of America rising up and standing up. And the police were there to intimidate people in the windows, taking photos of people for their intelligence files. And some of my crew saw it, and reportedly we've got the video. We just have to dump it to computer to watch it, of snipers on the roof. But it wasn't as bad as Waco. When I went up there and protested the Ku Klux Klan, they had provocateurs there as well. And there were hundreds of people protesting the Klan, probably 300, 400. And I turned around, and the police were in the parking garage and I was wearing a T-shirt, obviously no weapon. They had me trained in their sights. You know, when you look at a gun, you see it's aimed right at you. I mean, the guy was 100 yards away up in the parking garage across the street, trained on me, as and then Mike Hansen, he was with me. And it was just a horrible thing to witness that going on. Okay, continuing here with some of the other news here to close out this radio broadcast. I've got so much I'm trying to pick the most important here at the end and running out of time. I meant to play this video, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Congressman admits we're told not to call it another stimulus bill, calling it a jobs bill. It's another banker bailout. They're going to call it a jobs bill. And we have the congressman up there talking about how they've been told that lied the people in for another hoax. I cover the implosion of the Federal Reserve and the criminal bankers and how this could bring them down if we get the word out. Coming up in the next hour of retransmission, Infowars.com. Don't forget the podcast. Great job, crew.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.